The National Railways of Zimbabwe, or NRZ, is one of the many companies in both public and private sectors that retrenched workers following last July's Supreme Court ruling, which gave employers the right to terminate employment after giving workers a 3-month notice to end their contracts. After the ruling, NRZ retrenched over 450 workers, citing the main reason that its workers were too many and it was struggling to pay monthly salaries. Last October, some of the workers came together to form an organization known as the Association of Railways Terminated Employees, or ART. Planning ART director Innocent Mpanganyama says the main objective of the association, which currently has 130 members, is to compel NRZ to give the former workers their full benefits and also to teach members to create their own employment.
The prime objective is to coerce the former employer through using all constitutional means to ensure that we are paid all our monies. And we are there to counsel all our members, we are there to train them, we are there to do group projects, clustering people in various projects. As we speak, we have got an operating project right now of raising quail beds, and this is an opportunity.
Clashes between the NRZ and its former workers over delayed payments of their benefits have been reported a number of times in the media, as the workers have at times staged demonstrations to show their disgruntlement over the issue. ART chairperson Linda Msarira acknowledges the protracted struggle over payment of their terminal benefits, but says she's confident that all retrenched employees will get them in full.
NRZ cannot say they will not pay us or they do not have money. Where they are going to get the money is none of our business. What we know is we worked at NRZ, they owe us money, they decided to terminate our contracts of employment, which meant they had the money. Doesn't make sense that you're claiming that there are too many people in the system. At the same time, you are recruiting. They keep on recruiting, yet at the same time, they say they don't have money to pay us. No organization that does not have money continuously keeps recruiting.
Another ART executive member, Musa Kapena, says NRZ cannot argue that it has no money, claiming that the company's top management gets hefty allowances.
We have got documentary proof for some of these situations that we are talking about to say they exorbitantly pay them themselves. We also have situations of clear mismanagement that we have alluded to. Their tender processes are not in place. You find a lot of spares are bought that are not for use. They go out there, they buy, and they get some kickbacks. So sometimes they actually buy unnecessary spares.
NRZ spokesperson Fanuel Maskati and acting general manager Louis Mkwada were not available for comment. Transport Minister Joram Gumbo has refuted claims that the company continues to recruit workers, saying it has no money to do so. But Finance Director Frank Bulle told the weekly newspaper recently that NRZ's management gets between 70% and 80% of their salaries regularly, despite the fact that the company often fails to pay other workers and former employees on time. Mavis Mukai, a former carpenter with NRZ and a single mother, says the delay in getting their severance packages is causing various problems for the ex-employees, including failure to provide basics for their children.
As a result of us not getting our terminal benefits and salaries from NRZ, families are breaking apart every day, children are suffering, women end up going into the streets doing ladies of the night jobs because you can't let your family suffer. For example, I'm a single mother. My husband is not giving me any maintenance money. I have a daughter who is supposed to go to school. I've got bills to pay. NRZ is not giving me any money, so I'm left with no option.
Chairperson Msarira says former workers with diseases like diabetes and hypertension, as well as those living with HIV, are also facing problems in accessing medication through NRZ's medical aid branch, despite the fact that lump sum premiums were deducted from their terminal benefits. She says there are also some former employees who need counseling, as they have found it difficult to accept their fate. Musarira adds that ART has already proved its effectiveness in helping former workers, as it has been able to have NRZ agree to stop evicting some of them from company houses until they get their packages in full.
After we engaged NRZ management, initially when they tried to evict us, they understood our situation and advised us that we could stay in those houses, as we had said, until they pay us everything that they owe us. But in the past fortnight or so, we've been hearing that in sidings, the small stations and all, they've been going there with dogs and guns, trying to force the former employees out of those houses, saying that their in-service employees have got nowhere to stay. And we are saying no one should leave railway accommodation until they've been given everything that they are owed.
Some observers say the Supreme Court ruling has left employees at the mercy of employers. ART says it hopes to grow into an organization that can help retrenched workers elsewhere to get their requisite benefits. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.